That is a bidet experience. There's a bidet in that bathroom.
Nobody should be using that bidet but you. But don't. But don't put that out to the audience.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hi.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. How great is that?
It's the best day of the week. Actually, Thursday really is the best day.
Really?
Of the week.
I dig Wednesdays. I don't know why. I've always just felt good about a Wednesday. I don't know why it is. Maybe because my whole life has been a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay. I mean, you know, maybe that's it. Monday, Wednesday just seems a little. Now I like it even more because I don't. I mean, we're doing this. I like every day. Every day is just wonderful.
Oh, listen to that. No, because as people that do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, like those were always the big nights that we did show. I mean, like when I was performing that we did shows. So Thursday night was like our Friday night.
Okay.
You know, it was our night to like go and blow it all out. And then you wake up Friday and be like, can I do Friday? Absolutely not.
Well, that you're right. Cause Thursday nights, that's a party night. You just got to kick through the Friday morning with a hangover and then, you know, the weekend is on.
Exactly.
All right. So real quick, bpscrashers@gmail.com. That's how you drop us a message, or you can text us or even call if you want, but it's 402-915-0962. Would love to hear from you guys. Thanks again for supporting everything. Look what I got today.
What'd you get?
This is my beverage today.
Ooh, I guess what's go that? There.
That's
Popeyes. I was like, what's Louisiana's Kitchen? Is that some new niche place? You're like, no, it's Popeyes.
This is the pickle lemonade. Yes.
Have you tried a sip yet?
I did one sip and I'm like, because I just went and grabbed it real quick. I was going to go get a fish sandwich because they have the best fast food fish sandwich of all fast food places during Lent, right?
And you would know.
Yes, I would know. And so guess what they did? They sold out. They haven't had them for a while. That's how fast they go. And I just had a conversation with the guy. I'm like, at the drive-thru, I'm like, that sucks, man. He goes, no, we'll be back next year. I'm like, but I want it now.
You're like, that's not happening now.
So I don't know where the other best one is for Lent. I'm thinking Culver's.
Culver's has a really good one.
Okay.
Really good fish sandwich. Locally, I'm curious. Like, I wonder I would not go to Broncos for anything besides a hamburger. Like, I don't know what kind of.
Well, their chicken's pretty good. Their chicken's
good, too.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say, like.
Yeah, who has one? They're talking about the McFish, but.
No. No. No.
Long John Silver's was brought up. I'm like, I don't know. I haven't been there since I was a kid.
These are the best 40 days of their whole year. You know how some people are like Christmas season? They're like, listen, we're going to get all the holiday parties. You know that Long John Silver's is like, okay, guys, countdown to Ash Wednesday, and it is go time for us. We are going to be in clutch until Easter.
Yes. But it's kind of funny that they sell out and they keep it that way. You know what I mean? You'd think they would provide it until the end of Lent, not just run out and go, sorry, guys. I mean, talk about all that money.
I think that's more of a trend now. Haven't you noticed? Like, don't you remember with Taco Bell? There was that whole trend with Taco Bell where it was just, it was like, we have it until it's gone. And it's the same thing with, remember when there was the chicken sandwich wars
that
going on?
Happened. And there were places. Popeyes too. Yeah.
Right. And I think they're all following the model since COVID, especially of not having too much on hand, that when it's gone, it's gone. And if anything, that creates more of a takeaway theory.
Kind of the McRib theory is the McRib deal is what it is.
Right.
You know, they bring it out every once a year, keep so talking about how they're never doing it again. And then they bring it out and everybody buys it and is very unhappy. So
you're already in the drive-through line, right? Uh-huh. They've got you locked and loaded. The thing that you came for is gone, but you're going to order something else.
Yeah,
you're not just going to say like, so for them, it's a win-win,
because
you'll probably come back in the hopes that they will have this fish sandwich or they will have this, you know, whatever, Mexi pizza. Remember, that was a thing at Taco Bell.
Yeah, it was a thing, and I love those pizzas. You're right. And so, I don't know. Maybe next year is my year. I totally snoozed on it. Anyone listening that hasn't had that sandwich for Lent? I mean, it's easy. It's Lent. It's Friday. Come on, Molly. You can't just go to every restaurant.
No, but just the level of sorrow about, like the level of sorrow that you're talking about, a Popeye's fish sandwich.
It's Oh my God. You
it's like somebody took your best friend and told you that they were moving away.
Yes.
Like you were like, I guess Stan's moving.
But Molly, I've been thinking about this thing all week. I was going to treat myself to some Lent action. Now, I've never been baptized. I'm not Catholic. My whole family's Catholic. You know, so I sometimes take part in the festivities.
Sure.
As well. So, yeah, so I was looking forward to this damn sandwich, this fish sandwich, because it's massive. It's delicious. It's everything you want. And yeah, gone.
Well, I will say that this maybe is a lesson in don't sleep on it. Don't just say like, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Carpe the diem. Yeah. And in this case, carp is literally like in the sandwich.
Carp. No, it's not. It's not carp. Don't say that. Yeah.
It's like cod.
It's good. It's good is what it is. But there's a lot of great places to grab a fish sandwich, though. I mean, Shucks is our go-to to get fish anyway. But all right, so this drink, the pickle, I'm going to just show you the Louisiana kitchen.
Yeah. For the Popeyes. Okay, so it's a pickle lemonade.
And so the first drink, I was like, ugh. You know how when you drink something tart, something happens in the back of your throat?
Yeah, it gets all gushy.
It gets weird. Like squirty. Tangy, you know? Yeah. The first drink was like that. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to drink this. But then you can't stop.
You're like, but yes, I can.
No, it's good. It's just got a hint of pickle and then the sweetness of a lemonade. It's good.
Could you recreate it at home with like pouring yourself a glass of lemonade and just putting like
pickle juice in it?
Just a whisper of pickle juice. Because I feel like you can go overboard and then it's tipped the wrong way.
You're right. I think if you really wanted to step this drink up and make it at home, put a sliver or a pickle spear.
Look at you.
In there, like almost like a margarita.
Because then you could
vodka.
I was going to say, then we could add vodka. That's where I was like, we're getting to that point.
Well, do you like pickle juice at all?
I do.
You like pickles?
I do. I love pickles. I love pickle juice.
The worst part of this, I went and got two of them, one for Colin, my oldest stepson.
Yeah.
Because I want him to try it as well, which I'm curious of what he thinks. It was like almost $8 for two regulars. That's pricey, isn't it?
Oh my God. Molly. I'm looking for a deal.
Why?
Well, because you're used to like the $1 sodas at Sam's Club.
Absolutely.
Or like if you go through McDonald's, like they get you with just, I mean, they can give pop away. I mean, it's fine. Like they're not, they're making money no matter what. Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
So now you're all of a sudden paying like what would be considered face value, because something like lemonade, especially, is it fresh made lemonade? Wow.
I don't know. It's okay, Popeyes. This one is for free, Popeyes.
Anything moving forward.
Please
sponsor the show. We'll sponsor the drink portion of the show. Is this from Louisiana's Kitchen?
I know. Yeah. Isn't that almost a better name than, no offense to Popeyes, but that's a good second name.
Well, it is their second name. It is Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying there could be a knockoff called Louisiana Kitchen and you serve Popeye's food.
I think they probably got that trademarked.
Ah, delish. I don't know what to think. I think it's good. I think that could be too much if you got a large one.
Yeah, I think a little bit goes a long way with a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. Because I don't know if this is a regular. I don't know if I can drink the whole regular.
I could drink like a whole unsweetened iced tea, but anything with sugar, I kind of got to go like medium or small. Otherwise, it's just, I can't do it. Like, it's just, I'm not that big of a sweet drinker.
Okay.
I'm more of like black coffee.
So what do you do?
Black iced tea.
All right. I have a question. When you go to Starbucks, you're a Starbucks person. What size do you generally get?
I will get a venti, but that's the large.
Okay, but I have something. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying I'm usually getting like a venti coffee, like okay. just straight up. I get an Americano with like extra Americano. Shots because okay. I'm a crazy person and I run on caffeine.
So you generally get a large in the end, right?
Yes.
For the most part. All right. Gracie, super Gracie here. Our super producer. I need you to, could you hit 1V for me? I need you to check this out, Molly.
Small coffee, medium coffee cup. Look. Yeah. So now medium, large, watch.
No. How is that possible?
I don't think it is.
So, this is to do
I think it is. Listen.
The bottom of the cup. So interestingly, whenever you buy yourself a large coffee, you're actually just getting a small.
Look at that. So get this, Molly. That's, I believe in it because one time I went to a bar that served mug beer, you know, like a regular pint, but you had an option to get a bigger one, you know? And so I was curious, how much more beer am I getting? Because there's, you know, big upcharge when you get the big ones, of course. So I poured the pint one into the mug, the big mug one that you would pay more for. Mm-hmm. And it almost, it was probably about an inch, half an inch from the top. And that's when I saw it. I was like, wait a minute, I remember doing that. So what I'm saying is that Starbucks, they getting you.
I don't think those were their cups.
Oh, quit it.
You, see, I'm telling this- you, I don't think those were their cups. I'm honest. I'm telling you, as somebody like they have like whatever it is. I think it's 20 ounces maybe is the venti, 16 is okay. the medium, and then like 12 is the small. The small isn't that big.
You need to try it then. You need to get
I need to go give them $500 to get three drinks. Yeah. Listen, guys, I'm here for journalistic purposes. I need three drinks. They're like, do you have a student loan that you can
I need to know. All right, do this instead. You're already gonna get one anyway, right? Get one, save the cup. Next time you go grab a small, save the cup. And then next time you go grab a medium and save the cup.
This is
and
the then long we can do con. Our own
investigative journalist stuff.
Well, I could let me see if there's a way for me to go to Starbucks and say how much to buy three empty cups.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, like what you can do, they're really good about. So like if you go through the drive through, which mm-hmm. is usually how I hit Starbucks or any coffee place, whether that's Scooters or Dunkin' or anything, okay. I'm an equal opportunity caffeine addict.
You're an addict.
If you ask for water, this is the thing that's so crazy about Starbucks.
Yeah.
They've got crazy filtered water. That's why Starbucks tastes so much different there okay. than it does at home. And so they have this crazy filtered water. So I'll go through the drive-thru and say, like, I'm going to get this venti Americano, but then, like, can I get a water? And they don't charge you. Like, they'll give you the water.
In the Starbucks cup? Or is it a plastic cup?
Yes, like,
cup?
It's in, like, the plastic, like, Starbucks cup.
My,
like,
all right, my dad collected those. It was weird, but yeah. Okay.
And that, I mean, I could do that. I mean, I could order, like, a venti of the
water.
The venti of my coffee drink and ask for like the water and then.
But it's got to be in a small cup. It's got to be in
they don't
cup.
Give you a venti of the water. They give you like they give you a grande. So it goes venti the same, is their large grande.
The same style cup then?
It's their clear cup.
No, you don't want to do that. You want to do it like that clown did with the three, what you call fake Starbucks cups.
Those were fake Starbucks cups.
No, they weren't.
Yes.
Gracie, can you hit it again? Let's look closer to this.
Total faker jaker.
Faker jaker. I'm going to get close. That is a Starbucks cup. Look at it. Why would you go that far? Yes, Molly, look at that. You're just upset because they've been taking your money. Look at that. That is a Starbucks cup all day long.
Nope, they're trying
Sorry.
Too hard. They're trying too hard.
I bet you order a small from here on out. People, if you're not, you need to turn this on YouTube, Heard at One YouTube, and watch this video, okay? And you guys decide and send us a message either at bpscrasher@gmail.com or a text or whatever at 402-915-0962. I think it's real. That's it.
Of course you do. You're like, look at.
That's a show.
You're like, this is real. And we did not land on the moon. You're like, okay.
That is a show. By the way, Money Pit, the Money Pit continues. If you hear a bunch of noise, remember when you got your basement done?
Yes.
And they tore out all that cement?
Right.
Guess what I found out yesterday? My main line has to be replaced. So they're going to be tearing out my basement. The main line that goes to the sewer. It's completely disintegrated. Oh, my God. You know how expensive this is?
Wrong.
In any time, if this continues, I'll be on a corner with a sign saying anything helps.
Help me pay for my pool.
Help me.
That's going to get a lot of support. People are like, I saw the saddest man today. He had a sign. He was drinking pickled lemonade that he paid $5 for, but he needs money for his pool.
I'm going to have to give hand jobs for sandwiches if this keeps going. I'm telling you, I'm going to starve to death.
Stop. That is not an acceptable form of transaction.
Okay. All right. All right. Oh, the line would be long. Pretty good.
Stop it. No.
I think Gracie's horrified.
She should be. I am. I think it's a 2-1 vote on you just going too far, sir.
Too far I did. Okay.
All right. So wait, so they're going to have to dig up your whole basement?
No, just the line that goes through and outside.
Sounds like a pretty big portion.
It's a big portion. And remember, I finished that basement and the carpet. I had to pull everything up, yank everything up. And I'm not going to say how much it costs, but it's not cheap by any means. And Wylene looked at me this morning because now we're not stressed about it. You know, just unexpected expenses happens sometimes. And eventually with time, I think it would have could have caused the problem where the pipe broke and the whole basement would fill up with whatever gets flushed down the toilet. You know what I mean? So
sick. Sewage?
Yes,
gross.
I know. No. All that stuff. And so we're just like, we got to get it done. And then she said to me, should we sell the truck? I'm like, come on.
You're like, let's not get crazy.
Let me do the sign first and the handies.
Hold on a second. Before we start talking about trucks and tequila, let's get a little bit more creative.
Oh, God. So anyway, you might hear a lot of noise here coming up in a little bit. So, yeah.
You just had flooding recently in your basement.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the carpet still up from that?
I had to tear off the padding. But I put the carpet back down. I teared up half of the padding that was soaked.
Okay.
Put it this way. I was on a vacation. We're out in Florida, for those of you guys tuning in. And I came, and it was all sunny, and we're having a great time. You know, out there, we're out there for a few days celebrating Wylene's graduation. And blizzard hits. It's that blizzard that just hit. I'm in Florida. I come back. I'm screwing around, not even going downstairs. Go downstairs, and it's a swamp. The whole basement flooded. So that's what happened about a month and a half ago. And so now this, it's constant. Am I saying buy a house? I'm saying don't.
Really? You're like, well, certainly don't put in a pool.
No, how dare you? How dare you? This is all pool problems, but it would have become other problems as well. I'm sending out memberships now for anybody who possibly wants to come hang out at the pool.
There's an app
that I can actually charge people to come. Oh, no, I know that. I don't want to rent the pool out to people I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Just
look
like, if you come
haves
over,
and have nots. If you just want to charge your friends.
If
sicko.
You come over, you'll have a wristband. There'll
Will
be
I?
Two different types of wristbands. One that gets you just the pool. Uh-huh. I can rent out the towels. And then we can have refreshments that would cost as well. That'll be a different level. And then there'll be a summer, like a summer membership. We can go, you know, as many times as you want. Mm-hmm. Daddy got to get money.
You got to check out the app where people rent out their pool.
I don't want to do that.
There's all sorts of rules. There's all sorts of rules.
But I'm just saying. Weird. I'm home all the time. That's just going to be weird. I'll be staring out the window. People will be partying at the pool with having. No, I don't want to do that. Not yet. Give me one more problem.
I'd rather prey upon my friend base and say, oh, Molly, you and the kids should come over. And then I show up and you're like, well, first of all, you can't bring your own towels. You got to rent them.
Yeah.
And your kids are not minor. I mean, little under 12. So they cost.
Oh, you bet.
And did you want to use the bathroom? That's going to be extra.
No.
You can't bring any outside drinks. You got to buy them from me.
Well, of course the bathroom is going to cost. You're right. Because that's a bidet experience.
Oh, my God.
Bidet experience. There's a bidet in that bathroom.
Nobody should be using that bidet but you. But don't. But don't put that out to the audience.
But
you know what? I just used your bidet. You're like, well, that was the last time it got used because I'm ripping it out now. You're like,
I've had family members that have used that bidet. So yeah, it gets used more than just me.
I don't want to talk about your butt and other people using your butt hose.
Anyway, get ready to pay some fees. All right, we got to do best news of the day. What do you got today? It's Friday.
Well, I hope that you weren't going to be ordering any of those beach towels from Shein or Temu account of the fact that news just came that they are upping their prices starting on April 25th. These tariffs.
You mean instead of costing 2 cents, it's going to be 10 cents for your average shirt?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. All right.
They're saying they can't take it. So this is the tariffs. This is the big manufacturer that comes out of China.
Okay.
And so, we've got that going on both sides. China has raised their tariff prices. We've raised ours. And basically, while those guys fight it out, here we are trying to get some fashion deals.
Trying.
Actually, I will be honest. I have not ordered from either of them. I have not ordered from Temu or Shein.
You would be happy. It comes in a big, almost like an unmarked box.
Okay.
It depends on what you order. And it's all really affordable, Molly. It's so affordable. You can like wear it twice and throw it away. I don't know how long it lasts. Like, condition wise, quality wise, you know, but if it's nice, it's like, I don't want to say Old Navy's like that, but it's kind of like that. You know,
I don't know. There's something about the idea of, so they call that fast fashion, mm-hmm. right? So it's the idea of like, it's probably fun for one season. You're not going to be keeping it as part of your collection long term.
Okay.
But it makes me nervous. Like it gives me anxiety. The idea that we have like these disposable clothes.
Yeah, sure.
It like
should.
Feeds into my whole thing where I'm like, where does it all go?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Where in the end does it all end up?
It's a lot. And it's super cheap. I mean, it's for people who can't afford the expensive stuff also, you know,
not necessarily.
Maybe you have kids, Molly, and a bunch of kids and they need shoes and clothes. It's not going to cost nearly as much, but I don't know what's going to happen now with the tariffs, but who knows?
Most of the people that I know that use it, mm-hmm. it's not about that. It's more about impulse buying. It's more like, oh, we're going to the 70s party and I want to go as a disco ball. And I go on Shein and I order a disco ball costume that costs me 25 cents and I don't have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Like people that I know that use it, it's not a matter of like, I'm sure there are people that use it that are like, hey, I'm trying to stretch a dollar.
Sure.
But I think that there's a lot of people that are like, I'm throwing a Hawaiian theme party and I'm going to order all this stuff.
Okay.
For no, for not a lot of money, just to have this one-off experience.
Yeah. All right. So prices are going up with that. I think we're going to see more prices everywhere. I think someone's been reading your diary, by the way.
Why? What
did you hear the latest on the?
Yes, I think I know.
The weight loss battle. They're saying that Eli Lilly and the maker of Zepbound and Mounjaro just won the weight loss battle. They're one step closer to a weight loss pill that is just as strong as Ozempic.
I heard.
They did a trial, right? This is for diabetes and weight loss. You know what Ozempic is and all that, right? After 40 weeks, they did a type 2 trial. Patients lost 8% of their body mass taking one pill daily. This is a pill, right? And then the blood sugars dropped as well. So they're saying that if somebody was to take this pill, their doctor would never know if they had diabetes because it wouldn't show, you know, because that's all what it's about. It's all the blood sugars and stuff. So the participant that's taking the highest dose during that study, they lost an average of 16 pounds. This is a pill. All the other stuff is a self shot, and you hate shots.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then the side effects is, you know, there are going to be side effects. Fun stuff like diarrhea.
Always.
I hate that word so much. We should figure out another word.
I love that that's a word that makes you uncomfortable given some of the things that come out of your mouth.
Hate it. Nausea, indigestion, constipation, and vomiting. Those are some of the side effects. And that's mild to moderate. I don't know what the other stuff does with the shots, but yeah, isn't that crazy? It's a pill. It'll be out by next year. And so we're just going to be a nation of skinnies. I mean, that'll fix the diabetes problem. We'll be able to eat more.
that's the problem is people aren't eating more.
I know.
I mean, your appetite, appetite suppressant. I mean,
I need some funny here. Hit Jim One for me, Gracie, please.
I have lost weight. Since I've lost weight, I find I get two types of reactions. One group, these people, they won't even say anything to me. They'll just go up to my wife and ask, is Jim okay? Which sounds like concern, but I just hear judgment. Because to them, it's more likely that I'm sick than I would ever have any self-discipline. Well, obviously Jim's not exercising and eating healthy. He must have cancer. That's one group. The other group, these people will come up to me and accuse me of being on an appetite suppressant. They're like, you're on Ozempic, admit it, you're on Ozempic. And I'm not, all right? I'm on a different one. I'm on Mounjaro.
There you go.
Which is better, right? Because it sounds like an Italian restaurant. Welcome to Mounjaro. When you're here, you're not eating anything because you're a badass.
I love him so much.
He also has a really funny bit in that comedy special about the fact that like now fatties can roam amongst
Hit Jim too. Maybe that's what I have. Forrest Gracie, if you could.
Now I understand some people are against the appetite suppressants. You know, that's cheating. It's cheating. I'm not playing Major League Baseball. I'm just a fat guy trying to not die. But it's not fair. Yeah, neither is balding and being born with no pigmentation.
That's Skinny on Hulu. That's they do this comedy stuff on there now.
Jim Gaffigan is fantastic.
I saw him when he was in town with Seinfeld. And Seinfeld, of course, he was Lash. You know, it's his gig. He was far more funnier than Seinfeld was. But yeah.
Well, another comic that was just in town was Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, you saw that. That was at the Funny Bone, right?
At the Funny Bone, our buddy Colleen Quinn is friends with him, and he wanted to test out new material before his arena tour. And so he did a weekend here in Omaha to test out some new material. And I wonder if some of that material is going to be at the Emmys. It just was announced that Nate Bargatze is going to be hosting this year's Emmys.
Oh, God,
he's great. September 14th, so in a couple months. But that is great news. First of all, I'm glad that they're having a host, that we're getting away from the, like, non-host. He's such a nice guy. He's such a positive and likable guy that I mean, even if he roasts anybody in the audience, it can't be, you know.
Did you get a chance to meet him after the show at the Funny Bone?
I did not, because I went to their last show. They had the late show on Saturday night was the one I wanted to go to, because I figured at that point they would have worked all the, you know, kinks out. And they got off stage and got right into the tour bus and drove away because they had to make it to Vegas.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I got there right before showtime, so I didn't meet him beforehand either. But it was an amazing show. His crew is really great. He's got a lot of funny comedians that are touring with him. You know, open for him. But oh man, I mean, when I found out that Nate Bargatze was going to be hosting the Emmys, I'm like, appointment television.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you know he's doing a cruise?
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm trying to find it
like
right now.
Like he's performing on a cruise?
Yes.
Or it's like a fan cruise? Because there are two different things that he could be doing.
It's a fan cruise. I mean, not a fan That's cruise, hysterical. But it's they're performing, him and his group.
Okay.
So yeah, there'll
Great
be stand
way to get a free
up.
Trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
For you and your families.
Yeah. So that's you like cruise ships. I think I would do that.
I've only done it once, a cruise ship. There used to be, I remember when I first got married, They Second this City.
Your like first husband and stuff, yeah, or
exactly Peter part one. Second City was staffing cruise lines with comedy. So okay. like you'd get like a 3 or 6 month tour. And yeah. They were using, you know, alumni. And so I was talking to them and Peter's like, you cannot leave me and go live on a boat for 3 months and make jokes.
Oh,
I was
God,
like,
wouldn't
okay.
that be great?
I know. But I mean, it was like the wrong timing. I mean, this was seriously somebody talking to me about this at our engagement party. And I was like, huh, interesting. And he's like, no, we're like getting married in 2 minutes. You can't be gone for the next year on a cruise ship. I'm like, I think I could. It's just you're not going to let me.
Okay.
Is this starting already?
Yeah, I have the details. All right. It's Nate Bargatze and Sixth Man. They're doing Nateland at Sea.
Fun.
Okay. It's a comedy cruise sailing February 5th to the 9th, 2026, from Tampa to Mexico. Above the Norwegian Jewel. The, Norwegian,
I like the Norwegian
Jewel.
The Norwegian. What? Cruise line. What? Sounds so mystic.
Yeah. So yes, people, you like comedy, do it on the high seas in the Gulf of America.
Is that what we're calling it? I still, it's the Gulf of Mexico.
It's whatever you want to call it. You can call
it's the Gulf. Let's just go. Hey, I'm going down to the Gulf.
All right. I got a message from Colin, Mr. Colin Coco is what I call him. That's my adult stepson. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how old he's at. I think he's 27 or 28 or something
you
like that.
Don't know how old your stuff is.
Something like that. I can't keep up with that stuff. But anyway, he says that this drink that I got, the pickle lemonade from yes. Popeyes, he says this drink is a crime. Someone needs to be arrested.
so apparently he doesn't like it. Not a fan.
Mm-hmm. You got to get through a couple of them. But again, like I said, it's hard to do. A whole one.
So is he just tossing it?
No, not for what I paid. You better put that in the fridge.
I wanted to see your face when I said that.
Better put it in the
fridge. I think you should just pour it down the sink and throw it away.
Hey, I love pickles, so I get the pickles. You got me into doing this. You told me one day to get the pickles out of the fridge area.
Yes.
That's what I do now because they're crisper.
Uh-huh, they're so good.
So when I go through them, which it takes a bit, you know, because I get them at Sam's. It's a big one. Yeah. What I do is I take cucumbers. I save the juice, not for drinking, but I save the juice and I throw other stuff in it and pickle it.
God, you are such a depression era weirdo.
Yes.
You're like, you know what I do with that leftover pickle juice? You're like, what? Jeez. There's not like we're not taking.
Hey, somebody's listening going, oh, my God, that's brilliant. That is brilliant.
Are you going to throw like eggs in there?
Ooh, I never thought of. No, I don't know.
Have you
ever
eaten a pickled egg?
No, I have not eaten a pickled egg, but maybe that's something I need to do.
I'm surprised not because don't they serve those in bars in Europe?
Yeah, they serve in bars here. They're pickled pig's feet. I've seen that at a bar.
What bar had that?
I've seen it.
I want the name.
I've seen it. Yeah. Starsky's is what it was, I believe. Starsky's had it, you know, there by the, you know, old Rosenblatt by the zoo.
Yes. That makes sense.
Okay.
I mean that, you know what I'm saying? Like a place like Starsky's, like I could see that. Like if you were headed into like a Jams, I would be very surprised. Or if you were heading into, you know, one of the cocktail bars like Barnato's or something like that. I mean, Barnato's. Is it?
Barnato's, yeah.
Barnato's.
I don't know.
I'm dying to try the pickle.
Try it.
Martini.
Oh, okay.
So that was something that I saw. People were drinking them. I saw somebody and they were like drinking it out of a mason jar. I was like, that's a lot of vodka. Cause from what I understand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never been a martini drinker.
I haven't either.
I mean, I'm a girl martini drinker. Like I love a lemon drop. I love a Cosmo. I love an espresso martini. Mm-hmm. I love a French 75. But as far as like, I'll take it straight, dirty, whatever on, you know, I've never gotten into that.
Okay.
And
all right.
Then somebody on TikTok was like, I'm getting dinner ready for my family. And of course it's Friday. So I'm pouring myself a pickle martini. And I was like, wait, what now?
Oh,
and she was drinking it But it was out of a mason jar, and I was like, man, you must have had a week, and cooking for your family must be a whole thing. Are you going to be awake by the time dinner's served?
Out of a mason jar, I love
that.
Are you going to
be browned out by then? She's like, listen, it has been a week.
Hey, so Good Friday. Today is the day. Happy Friday, yes. People. So Mara, what did she give up for Lent? This is the end of it, right?
Yes.
What did she
Mara
give up? I never
gave
asked.
Up flaming hot Cheetos.
Okay.
And she stuck with it the whole time. We even did like a kid getaway. And I mean, it was snack food central. And she stuck with it. She didn't eat any.
Okay.
She called me on the mat the other day. She's like, Mom, I thought you gave up wine. I was like, that stopped at St. Patrick's Day.
Did you give up wine was that your give up?
Yeah, I was going to give up wine. And then I found an end around where I was like, well, if it says sparkling wine, I can't have it. But if it says champagne, I can. So then I was just drinking champagne.
Okay.
Because they sell champagne at Costco. And then.
Hey, real quick, do they sell? I know you probably don't know, I probably don't realize, but do they sell tequila there at Costco?
Yes.
Oh, they do? Okay. All right.
They sell Casamigos.
Oh, okay. All right.
They also sell the Trejo, whatever. I can't remember the name of it. They have a couple different ones.
All right. I might go out there today. And
are you going to get a membership?
I'm thinking I am. I really am. But, you know, now that we have this stuff coming up, I don't know if I should be doing that. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's going to be the difference
bucks.
Between...
65 yeah. bucks, whatever. All right, so Easter's on Sunday. Did you see what people are doing in lieu of decorating eggs?
They're getting pretty creative. I saw a couple things. What did you see?
I saw that they're recommending decorating potatoes.
Yes.
Potatoes.
Buying potatoes and decorating potatoes. I was like, okay.
I saw that they were decorating rocks.
I like that. Okay. That would be actually fun because if you decorated rocks and hid them in the yard, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
and then
a good
I also
idea.
Saw they were doing. Of course, there's the plastic eggs. Those can't be expensive at all.
No.
Can't really decorate those.
But you know what is expensive this year? Not just eggs.
What?
Candy.
Okay.
Candy is ridiculous this year. Mm. It's the buzz for all of us. I mean, I've talked to a couple different moms where it
are you
is,
doing stuff for Easter then? Like
we're hosting
a basket. Okay.
Well, this you're is hosting. The thing. Yeah. We're hosting Easter.
Okay.
We're having people over.
Are you doing an egg, like an egg contest?
No, because they're all big kids.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the honey believers are not a part of this crew. But I was kind of at that point now where I'm thinking with these bigger kids, I'm not going to put candy in a basket. Like I'll put the stuff for their apartments. You know what I mean? Like I'll make a cute little basket that has like hand soap and sponges and maybe like a gift card to Target or something like that. Like the idea is to make a fun spring basket. That's not because basically at this point, if I'm going to buy chocolate, it's like $10 for a bag of chocolate.
Listen to you. I'm complaining about buying two drinks for $8 and you're bitching about $10 bag of chocolate.
On account of the fact that like
yeah,
you
how's
can
it
choose.
Feel?
I know, but you can choose whether or not to buy a $4 drink. I'm talking about like holiday candy. Mm-hmm. There's a real like you better have a really good reason not to.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm making baskets for the kids.
That's a lifetime thing, by the way. For the rest of your life, you'll be giving your kids, no matter how old they are, a basket of something. You should do that.
How are you guys given? What kind of things do you put in the boys' baskets?
Wylene does it. And I'm sure it's the same. I'm sure it's going to be candy and stuff that they like. But I do like your idea.
I mean, it's stuff that they need. Know.
Yeah. It's stuff
but
that
I mean,
they
it's,
need.
Like, I'm with it, you. Like, yeah. I was just trying to think, like, my niece is coming over. Mm-hmm. Peter's brother's coming.
I can't
and
stop
his
drinking
kids.
This. Okay.
And so my niece is, you know, in her 20s. She's got an apartment. And I'm just thinking, like, I don't think a 20-something girl is going to be like, oh, dude, I want tons of candy. But I think if they had, like, really nice hand soaps and, like, some cool other little tchotchke type of things for their apartment, I would much rather have that than chocolate
and candy. Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm not talking about getting them Dial soap. I'm like talking about like you go to Target, you get like the Meijer.
You get the
soap
smell of good stuff. Get them soft socks.
I love a good pair of soft socks.
So does Wyleen. That is her thing. She loves to buy people soft socks.
They're the best because they don't stay soft for forever. They only stay soft for a certain amount of time. And then again, it's like fast fashion disposable. Like all of a sudden you're like, these aren't soft. They're scratchy now.
Exactly. All right. Funny Factory. We do this every Friday.
I love videos.
Yeah, I love it. All right. So I have some videos we're going to play now. If they don't carry over to Spotify or Apple Podcast, which you should be following and listening to us anyway, just jump on over to the Heard At One YouTube channel. That's where we're at as well. And you can see the videos. They're fun videos. At least I think they are anyway. Molly has no idea what they are.
He surprises me.
Yeah. All right. So let's do 2V. This is Molly. I thought of you when I saw this. All right.
Already scared.
All right. 2V. Be scared.
What the?
I know this looks really crazy, but I can explain this.
What is that?
Is that like an OnlyFans thing?
I don't know. Gracie, can you hit it again and then pause it as it gets closer so we can make out the what the hell is going on? YouTubers, people.
Get so it closer. She's got a laptop in front of her, and then she's like a mer person.
I don't look at that thing. Right there. Crazy. What is that?
I think she's like playing up like whatever mer kink somebody has, and they're like, just talk to me like a mermaid. Oh,
what would you say?
It's catfish.
That should be on a shirt. That face should be on a shirt.
Is she literally catfishing someone? Because she has a catfish face because she's got the catfish whiskers. And then the fins.
Someone's watching her. She's performing.
Mm-hmm. She's
entertaining
laptop.
Somebody. Yes. She's in
I don't
front
know how
laptop.
Entertaining that is. That is terrifying. Where do you find this stuff? It's magic, but seriously.
Oh my God. That belongs on a shirt. All right. There's something that kind of went viral this week. It's cooking with a cow. Everybody's wanting to see this thing. So check this out. 3V, Gracie, please. That face.
And that's how you successfully.
The largest client is now in a bulk phase. Let's begin.
What's going on? Look at that cow.
Oh my God.
What is happening? Where'd they get the cow?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, they're farmers. Sick.
What's so sick about it?
Just whatever they were putting in there, because it looked like at one point it was ketchup or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, see that like maybe that's syrup. I don't know what that is.
Right.
Oh,
no. God.
How sick is that cow gonna be? I don't think they're supposed to eat stuff like that.
And that's how you successfully make bulking meal.
Yeah. God. I love that cow. I think everybody loves that cow. Okay, now let's hit the next one. I think I can probably relate to this one a little bit more, and you'll see why here. 4V.
And then she gets in the passenger side of my car. I was literally like, what?
What was that?
Was it?
My grandpa just fell over.
Is he okay?
No, he's dead.
Oh, my gosh. Call 911.
No, he died like a couple years ago. He was cremated.
God. All right, and this is the last one for you. All right, who do you think would win in a race, an Easter egg collecting race between the Easter Bunny and the Grinch? Who do you think would win that?
The Grinch? He's such a jerk.
Okay, we'll see. God. Look how fast he is.
That's insane.
There's Santa.
Oh!
Happy Easter. You're happy, right.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter. Yeah, there you go. Fun Factory.
I love it. Thank again, you so much.
Yeah, every Friday we do that. And we're going to start something new on Monday. What is it? A dumb question, stupid answer. No dumb questions, stupid answers. What
yeah,
is
there
that?
Are no dumb questions. Uh-huh. And we'll just provide stupid answers. So even if your most ridiculous question, yes, we will try to reason our way through it. It's okay. Going to be like a pretty stupid way to describe
maybe
your answer.
Maybe it might be the greatest answer ever too.
I'm not going to say it's going to be accurate.
It won't be accurate. I'll say that. But you can take part if you want to, bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can text it at 402-915-0962. Take us on your ride to work. Okay, guys. And back, or, you know, if you're working out, whatever the case is. And if you're, at home and you have an Alexa, you can do what the Wylene way is, what I call it. Just tell Alexa to play the Big Party Show podcast. And most importantly, share and tell everybody that the Big Party Show is out there. Anywhere you stream, anywhere you get YouTube podcasts, whatever the case is. I think that's it. Get yourself a pickle lemonade.
You're going to have two on account of the fact that unless Colin already threw his out, in which case he's going to get a talking to, because this was not free.
That was a gift. That was a gift.
That was a gift.
It was. It was a total gift. But all right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys again on Monday. Don't forget about the questions. Yeah, have a safe weekend. Enjoy Easter and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.